and we're just over that limit. When you're talking about Hoosic Falls, I believe we were talking about 1,800 parts per trillion. So.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes, when Paris-based jazz trio The Recyclers get a hold of a synthesizer. Plus tracks from Otmar Liebert, Mary Halverson, and Chris Carter. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Yeah. open up your mouths all over this room. Open up heaven, open up heaven. Open up heaven. Oh, we bless you, God. Oh, we need your power, God. Yeah. We receive your miracles, signs and wonders. Open heaven. Open heaven.
Yes, beloved, there is a river of miracles that is flowing. My God, how apropos that was yesterday as we were gathered down by the riverside in Hudson, New York, at the mighty Hudson River. Miracles were flowing. My God, oh my God, it was wonderful. I'm telling you, miracles were flowing. Somebody came in there with a cane and walked out without it, okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. Came in with a cane, walked out without it. Nobody has called looking for their cane. Come on here, somebody. I don't even know they realized maybe till this morning that they walked out and didn't need it. But we praise and thank God, rivers of miracles flowing. Yes, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I am so glad to be an optimist. Hallelujah. I tell you, it brings joy to me every day to know that God is there and making a way, even when there seems to be no way. There are miracles and a river of them flowing. Oh, my God. On yesterday, Brother Randall Martin, he can bear witness to this. It was a miracle. Let me paint the picture for you all out there. So, you know, my son, he's working, you know, at the service on yesterday. And he says, Ma, look up at the sky. You know, my son is, you know, a big guy. He's over 6 feet tall and, you know, he's a middle-aged man. But it reminded me of like when he was a little boy. And he said, Mom, look up at the sky. And I looked up and I'm looking. And all as I see is like the clouds. They look like sheer curtains, you know, sheer white curtains, right? And so I'm just looking at the clouds and I'm saying, what does that mean? They don't look like rain clouds. You know, they don't look threatening. That what he wants me to see? I'm just looking. So I say, okay, I'm looking, but what am I supposed to see? He said, put on your sunglasses. I put on my sunglasses and I looked up at the sky, beloved, and I saw a rainbow. But it didn't look like a rainbow. It was like a circle. And it was the colors of the rainbow. And I took my glasses off again and looked. I couldn't see it. He said, you can only see it with your sunglasses on. I put the sunglasses back on, and sure enough, I could see it again. Amen. I ran over. I told a couple of people, you know, and one said, yeah, I see a little something. You know, another sister saw her. She was talking about how glad she was to be down there and what a beautiful day it was. And it was just so great, and everything was so great. And I said, well, look up at the sky. And she looked up the sky. She couldn't see anything. I said, here, put on my sunglasses. She looked up. She said, I see the rainbow. I said, yeah. She said, well, let me see if I can see it through my sunglasses. She put on her sunglasses. She said, well, in my sunglasses, I can see the yellow of the bow. I saw it brighter through your sunglasses, right? So, hey, man, you know, we go on with the day and everything. And then all of a sudden, I could see about an hour or so later, maybe 2 hours later, I could see the length, a stretch of the bow. Amen. And Brother Martin, you want to pick up the story from there?
Yes. Oh, well, first of all, good morning. And it was indeed a blessed afternoon. It was incredible. As you say, it was beautiful. It was such a beautiful spirit. And people were blessed there. And, you know, so when Kim told me that, I'm walking around and doing a bunch of different things, and I hadn't seen it. And so I said, you know, it sounds interesting, but, you know, I'm not sure. And people see things and, you know, I just, you know, I heard it and I didn't, you know, I didn't quite really grasp it. You know, and in truth, you know, I just thought, well, you know, it, you know, maybe flick a light, you know, and people see. So anyway, I'm thinking this, and at the same moment as I thought this and I'm walking across and I pass her. They look and they point and it says, oh, and this is a clear day, didn't rain, you know, it was sunny, and right behind me was a miracle. And they point again, and I turned and I looked and I seen it, And it was a confirmation, you know, because, like, I didn't see it. I didn't, you know, so I didn't really give it, you know, any sort of gravity, you know, that was special. I was like, okay, well, but it was a confirmation from God that, you know, that God was pleased with what was happening and that it was beautiful and that it was, you know, sometimes we doubt things just because we didn't see them. And even though the person, you know, the person, especially, you know, a person, you know, the term is a man of God, but, you know, a person of God sees it.
A woman of God.
A woman of God, yes, didn't see it. But, you know, but I didn't want to, didn't see it that, you know, we don't give it the full weight of, you know, of our own personal experience, you know. So, you know, there's that term, you know, I'm from Missouri, I got to see it to believe it. Well, God showed it to me and showed it to the rest of the, and showed it to the rest of the crowd, because there it was back again, and it was directly behind me, and it happened at the very moment that I thought, huh, I just thought about, like, huh, I wonder, you know, how, I wonder what that was and what they were seeing and whatever. I didn't see it. And there it was, plain as day, and it was beautiful. And it was a confirmation that God will confirm what pastors say. And it was just a beautiful thing. It was just a beautiful confirmation, and it was a rebuke to my own unbelief, I have to say.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When he told me, beloved, amen, he told me that, you know, he was thinking about me a little less endearingly than he just said. I think he thought I was hallucinating and crazy, and maybe I was sipping something. And praise be to God. It was a beautiful day. Listen, God willing, we do it again. We do it every year on the fourth Saturday of September. And so, you know, the rainbow in the Bible, after the flood of 40 days, beloved, God put the sign up in the sky, the rainbow, to tell Noah that he would never let it rain on the earth like that again, to wipe everybody out. And I'm holding him to it. That rainbow said to us, amen, it ain't going to rain on your parade. Come on here, somebody. It won't rain on your parade. And absolutely, it was wonderful. And I just have to take a few minutes. So many people worked at this and caught the vision. We were late in planning. You know, usually we start in March or April, but that was the time my dad got sick and then he passed away. And then, you know, taking care of his affairs and things into the month of May. And so really not even beginning to plan until June. And for some people, you know, to try and do the things that we did in the last couple of weeks, last week, actually, telling you all about the wonderful outpouring of God's grace last Sunday, and then on this Saturday, on yesterday. And truly, I would be remiss not to say that it was God's hand. God was moving and working all the time to make it happen. And I told the people, and I pray God's going to back me up on that too, but I told the people that were gathered that the way God showed himself as the Almighty to bring all of this together, we even took August off because I was just spent from any meeting or any planning. So, there were some things that, you know, did not happen and the ice cream truck, we had an ice cream truck and they couldn't find the park, you know. A couple of our artists didn't make it, praise God. But, you know, even with those things, it was still so amazing. And it was only God. It truly was only God. And I know most of the people, if not all the people, because I don't know who's listening. You know, if you're a believer, I just pray that you are rejoicing and are rejoicing today. And if you're an unbeliever, I pray that, you know, by Randall's testimony, amen, that just because I didn't see it didn't mean it didn't happen. It didn't mean it wasn't there. And if seeing is believing, then, you know, God will let you see it too. But in his time and in his way. Amen. In God's time and in God's way. Well, listen, we are here. We are here by the grace of God. Amen. You and I all of us are here by the grace of God. He kept the terrestrial ball spinning. We didn't collide into no asteroids. We didn't float off into the galaxies of space. We are here kept by God and gravity on the ground. Our feet flat on the ground this morning, beloved. And we just thank God for that. We are here with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And yes, beloved, yesterday we were under an open heaven, the church. We were a few, a mighty army, though. Hallelujah. Thanking the city of Hudson Police for having a police escort. And they got called to a couple of calls. But they hung in there as best and as much as they could. Officer Jess, in particular, want to say thank you. Amen. And Fire Deputy Marshal Jim, who came out also and brought up the rear. And want to thank Deputy Skirmahorn, who came to represent our police and protect and serve professionals, I call them. Protect and serve professionals. We wanted to honor those who have gotten us through COVID, essential workers, those who could not work remotely. And we're going to take another crack at that another time. But a couple of people were able to come out. He was one, Dr. Lewis Clinton, representing the medical profession, and even down to the maintenance people and the nutritionists and the phlebotomists, everybody, especially, you know, those ICU doctors and nurses and surgeons, everybody that kept showing up for work, getting us through this COVID season. And so we are grateful that we were able to do that and shine a little light on them. Oh, my God, we had a new-to-you pop-up boutique. That was one of the things, you know, as of COVID and God just showing us that we're going to do some things new, that God was doing a new thing now. And so I saw this pop-up boutique, and he just put that together, beloved. People donated beautiful clothes and some things new shoes and like new shoes, barely worn. So much stuff, and people were coming and getting clothes. We had food donated. Many of the clothes, items, and food was donated by members of Second Baptist Church, the pastor and his family especially. And they are celebrating the 132nd anniversary today. And they will be doing that outside in Catskill, New York. They're way down Main Street. I'm not sure where they're going to be, if they're going to be right there in front of the church, the block sealed off. But they're going to be out there. And God willing, I'm going to go out there and support them today, too. Reverend Dr. Chanel, their daughter, came and gave us a mighty word from God about hope, because that was our theme. Actually, hope is here. And anytime you can stay connected, be connected with God, he'll let you have hope in the helpless and hopeless time of your struggle, your journey. He will give you hope. And that's what he showed us mightily on yesterday as well. And we had, I had to give snaps and claps to my audio engineer here, my co-host on other broadcasts, and my brother, beloved, and friend, and his wife, Sister Bernadette, for whatever we are doing that reaches others through airwaves. They are part of it and do it with such a sweetness, and I'm grateful to have them in my life and as partners in this work. And shout out to him who he bought his band, the Sweet Life Music Project, and Sister Paige out from Albany, who just blessed us. It was just wonderful. And and Sir Hall, who came up from downstate, a young a gospel singer and a spoken word artist. And our brothers and sisters from Schenectady, yes, huh? My goodness, Pastor Robertson Schenectady sent some people down. They were having a conference, beloved, but he said, I'm going to send some people down. And here came this mighty army of young people to join our march for Jesus here in Hudson. And people were waving on the side of the street, even though we didn't get the street shut down, praise the Lord. But we were marking and making our way, and traffic just had to pull over. Amen. As we marched up from 7th Street, we went and prayed over in the areas where there's some violence sometimes and some drug activity sometimes. We went to pray over there. Went to pray where our senior housing is in Hudson and pray for where our working family housing is in Hudson. And it was just a mighty, mighty blessing unto the Lord. So, hallelujah. And I just love it, love it, love it when we come together as the people of God. I love it. I know God loves it because you know what? We all bleed the same. Amen. We all bleed the same. Praise be to God. And that just leads us into another song, but we are going to give you the lineup. I don't know how much we're going to get through today because I've taken so much time talking about God's blessings and presence and power on yesterday, displayed for us to see and to experience. And my 7-year-old grandson got up on the stage, beloved, and spoke a word for the Lord. Now, you know, as a grandmother, that just touched my heart. No invitation for me, no ask or coercion for me. He was like, Big Mama, can I say something? He was so touched. He had to get up on the stage and say something. His friends told me, that's my first time. I said, yeah, I know. Amen. Just a beautiful time. Shout out to Pastor Cleveland of All Nations Church, Pastor Gloria Demson, Pastor Carl Frasson, Pastor Alan Williams, Pastor Ed Cross. Hallelujah. Reverend Jeanette. Reverend Dawn, Reverend Cynthia did outstanding services unto the Lord and his people on yesterday. And all the folks from different churches who came through, hallelujah, had people come through from Calvary Assembly and the Gospel Lighthouse and where else? Shiloh, just wonderful, wonderful. So you all put it down on your calendar for next year, I hope. And God say the same, and he tarry and coming. We're going to do this again and again and again. Lift Jesus up. That's what he said. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I think that may be my spiritual social commentary time for today because it looks like it is time for a station break. We're going to do back-to-back music for you after this for sure. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here where there is a bright side. This is a bright side somewhere. Our musical lineup for you right now, We All Bleed the Same, Miss Mandisa, featuring Toby Mack. I Know Who I Am by Sister Sinash. And back with us again with our anthem, Overcomer, Miss Mandisa. Open Door by Dedrick Haddon, I Believe by Jonathan Nelson, and Shout to the Lord by Hillsong. Here we go, beloved. Music for your mind, your heart, and your soul.
I want to say something to everyone in a spirit of humility, a spirit of meekness, and a spirit of Christ-like love. There's chaos and calamity in the world, and there's so much hurt and distrust. When police are killed, we need to say something. When black boys are killed, we need to say something. And when we don't say something, we're saying something. We have the spirit of redemption when we speak. At our concerts and our churches, I beg of you, let's ask the people that we are accountable to stand in front of to pray with us for healing.
We all bleed the same. We're more beautiful when we come together. We all bleed the same. So tell me why we're divided.
Woke up today, another headline, another innocent life is taken in the name of hatred. So hard to take. And if we think that it's all good, then we're mistaken. 'Cause my heart is breaking.
Tell it, DC.
Are you left? Are you right? Pointing fingers, taking sides. When are we gonna reach?
Father God, I pray that our families will come together right now and seek your face. You will forgive our sins and you'll heal our incredible land. In the name of the only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I'm working in power. I'm watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right, looking for a ray of hope.
Yes, beloved, God is.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, beloved. We saying so long, bye-bye. Bye-bye to sorrows. Bye-bye to sickness. Bye-bye to pain. Just say bye-bye. Watch it go. Watch it go. It might try to take time to leave, but it's going to go. Because we decree and declare, God says, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am your healer. I sent my word to heal your disease. Listen, beloved, I did run out of time, but I just wanted to share this one thing. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the door. I was singing and he was playing open door season. We say open door. Jesus, open up, let people in, open up blinded eyes, open up deafened ears, open up hardened hearts, open up, oh Lord, that they can come in to know you in the power of your grace. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he or she shall be saved and shall go in and find pasture. Jesus is saying, I am the one who decides. In the immortal words of our former president, Jesus is the decider. Amen. He is the one who decides who comes in and who goes out, who experiences God, not me, not you. We had an experience of God, hallelujah, as we opened up the gates of the city from the top of the street of Warren to the bottom down to the riverside. And we say, come on in, Lord. We open up the ancient gates. And the Lord Jesus decides who gets to come in. Well, we took him to the streets and we believed that there were those who, even as we passed by, said, Lord, I believe. Well, beloved, it's my time. I got to get up out of here. I celebrated my birthday last week. Thank you for those with your outpourings of love. They came on a day I really needed it. Ask your prayers for my Uncle Rupert. He's in South Carolina and he's transitioning. 96 years old, the eldest of his siblings, the last of his, he's the eldest of his siblings. My mom's eldest brother. Keep our family in prayers. Thank you. And listen, till we get together again, remember what I always try to tell you, what I always say, no matter how dark the clouds are or how low they are hanging over your head, the sun is still there and there is a bright side somewhere. You hold on till the show. And don't quit in the dip. God loves you. I love you too. He loves you more. He loves you best. In that knowledge, beloved, stay rest and be blessed. Till we speak again, I'm out with the last song of the day, for us anyway, Shout to the Lord by Hillsong. Happy birthday, all you September babies.